Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Turning Towards Life. This is Lizzie and Justin, and we are here live as usual on Sunday morning. I was just, as we turned up, Justin, I was thinking, it's such a miracle that we both arrive here on a Sunday morning every time. It's just, I don't know, there's not many things where it feels this solid that we're definitely going to be here and see each other. And so here we are, and thank you. Everyone who's listening, maybe you're walking the dog with it on a podcast, or you're here live with us, or watching on YouTube or on our website or something. Whatever way, we're so glad. Whenever you're listening, we're so glad that you're here. And today we have an incredible source that's brought to us by Justin from a wonderful, lovely friend of ours who is a poet and coach and mom and general wonder of a human being. So it's really sweet, actually, Justin, that we're going to be bringing Nina, who wrote this poem, kind of central in the middle of us, because in a way that's how it is, right? There's a middleness to Nina in our lives, as in she's in the middle of us, and in the middle of many, many, many other people too, but she's also in the middle of us as we are in the middle of her and others and all those kind of things. So I think that's one of the things we do here, Justin, is bring someone in the middle of us. Because it's always a person who's written the source. It's always a person who's brought themselves through their language to something that's our jumping off point, as you call it, our inspiration, our source, our connecting into something. And so we're bringing her central in the middle of us and seeing what emerges through the thing that she's written, this beautiful thing that she's written, this poem. And maybe that's one way of saying what this practice is bringing something in between us and seeing what the in-between then brings us. So welcome, everyone. And Justin, thank you for always being here and always turning up and for us doing this. It's miraculous.
Thank you too, Lizzie. It is miraculous, isn't it? It's reminding me again what it is to have a practice. That the nature of practice is that we commit to walking a path step by step and walking the path anyway, you know, whether I feel like it or not. I don't always feel like getting up for 9 o'clock, even though it's wonderful talking, you know, being ready for nine on a Sunday. That the one of the gifts of the practice is just continuing. It's continuing with the practice for its own sake. And we don't have, many of us don't have very many things in our lives which we do just for their own sake. You know, we're all so often trying to get something else by the practice that we have. And a big part of this, I know, is we do it because it's here and the gifts of it come from that. So I want to say also welcome to everyone for being with us, all of you who practice in your own way by being with us, whether you join us very occasionally or whether you're here with us live every week or whether you listen in some other form. And it is wonderful to be able to bring Nina in and her work into this conversation, Lizzie. And of course, Nina is not just someone who matters greatly to both of us. She's also a member of our partnership and our faculty at Third Space. And so I wanted to say to everyone, if you haven't headed across to wearethirdspace.org, if you want to find more about the collection of people and the commitments that bring this project, Turning Towards Life, to life, and also all the other things that we do, coaching and teaching and all of that, you can find out more about us, and also you can find out about Nina over at wearethirdspace.org. You're so welcome to go and have a look there. And then this source from Nina, I know, is a new piece of work from her, and it's at least part of it, I know, in the writing of this has come from responding to heart-wrenching circumstances that some people who are close to Nina and also someone who's close to us finds themselves in at the moment. And Lizzie, it feels to me very special to be able to, as we read this, we'll also be holding, I think, in our own hearts, those of us we know who are in, find themselves in difficulty, as we all will at various times. I will certainly be doing that as I read this now. And this source, this poem, Falling, you can find on the Turning Towards Life Facebook group, which everyone's welcome to join, on the turningtowards.life website. And we also post it with the podcast in all of those places in the, as I said a few weeks ago, I understand they're called the show notes. So in the show notes for the podcast, you'll be able to find this. And it's called Falling, and it's by Nina Sims. there's a moment upon waking full of grace, empty of knowledge, free of suffering, the length of a breath only. And then we're falling, thrown once more into the certain heart-wrenching knowledge that he's dead, that she's ill, that our beloved is leaving. All we are, our greatest fears made flesh, our cherished tomorrows torn asunder. We're left grasping and grasping. Perhaps that this is what it's like to be born, to arrive blinking and crying into the light. Perhaps this is what Eve accepted and Adam received, that to be human is to wake up, to be human is to keep breathing big, painful gulps of paradise, that to be human is to fall again and again, not from grace, but into it.
Falling. There is a moment upon waking, full of grace, empty of knowledge, free of suffering, the length of a breath only. And then we're falling, thrown once more into the heart, into the certain heart-wrenching knowledge that he's dead, that she's ill, that our beloved is leaving. All we are, our greatest fears made flesh, our cherished tomorrows torn asunder. We're left grasping and gasping. Perhaps this is what it's like to be born, to arrive blinking and crying into the light. Perhaps this is what Eve accepted and Adam received, that to be human is to know, to be human is to wake up, to be human is to keep breathing big, painful gulps of paradise. That to be human is to fall again and again, not from grace, but into it.
Thank you, Lizzie, for reading that. Gosh, I love this poem. Mm. And one of the reasons I love this poem is it's so loving to be told the truth. And I was listening last night to fabulous radio program that I love, which is a group of scientists and comedians getting together to talk about physics and things. And one of the things that they were reflecting on is the sheer crazy unlikeliness of anything being here at all. And then the sheer crazy unlikeliness in there being anything at all that we get to be here. Mm-hmm. It's just so mind-bogglingly, the chances are so tiny. And then the chances that not only that there's life and then there's anything that there's life and then there's human life, there gets to be my life, Lizzie, and your life and Nina's life and the life of all the people we know, that we got to be here is so unlikely. And all of that comes for me when I read Nina's words, because there's something so, what this poem does is for me is turn upside down the sense of being sentenced, the sense of the pain and the suffering and the longing and the love and the grief of knowing that we will lose everybody that we love and they will lose us and we will lose it all. That's not a sentence as much as it is the consequence of an extraordinary gift. The grace that Nina talks about, you know, that we got given this. And I didn't even have to ask for it. And I'm so glad for this, because I have spoken about this many times with you and many times here, in this conversation, that feeling of falling that Nina writes about, that being thrown once more into the certain heart-wrenching knowledge of all the loss that's happening now and has just happened and will happen, is so present for me so quickly when I wake up in the morning. Such a strong bodily experience. And it helps so much to be reminded in this really fierce, loving way that to be human is to wake up and keep breathing big, painful gulps of paradise. It's the consequence of being here that any of that happens. Today, I would much rather be here, you know, just sitting with you and seeing your face and feeling your presence and feeling what it's like to be with people I care about. Today, I would much rather be here and breathe big, painful gulps of paradise than not. But I'm aware that sometimes it takes being reminded and reminding ourselves that you, one doesn't come without the other.
Gosh, I'm just aware that as you're speaking and in the reading of this poem, I really ache. I can feel my whole chest is in a big ache. And I really experience this moment upon waking. And often for me, it's like I wake and then I have to kind of remember if I'm having an argument with my husband or not, and whether I've got to uphold something or, you know, because I feel like it is a beautiful kind of forgetting that is that moment, which is full of grace because it's not got the content of the happenings in it yet. And what a relief. But it's so momentary, like Nina says, the length of a breath, a momentary kind of nothingness or something, you know, the space, the grace, the, I wonder what this is all about. It's so fresh and unaffected, that moment. And then the thrownness, the, oh, I remember now. That still did happen. That wasn't a dream. That is something that's real. And it just makes me want to have to take a deep breath because it's so huge. To then, for what's happening, to then re-enter the realms of consciousness of like, yeah, that's still true. That didn't get undone while I was asleep. That didn't shift or become unreal or something. And so I feel very affected by this, as you're saying, just in this truth that that's what happens. This acknowledgement that there's a little gap of grace, and then here it is again, this heart aching, painful, heart wrench. It's a really big, big thing. And it feels like something that would be so easy and justified and normal to avoid this, like to not go anywhere near this, what Nina's inviting us into. And I think this is one way that this is really moving for me, is to know Nina as Nina and to know that this is where she commits herself to. So it's possible to live a life of deep joy and appreciation and gratitude and to be right in and acknowledging of and facing into this aspect of humanness, this consequence, as you were saying, and for it all to be there. And I think that's what this is an invitation to me about, is that everything's right next to each other. So when Nina says big painful gulps of paradise, it's like she puts the joy and the grief in the same bowl, the pain and the gratitude, right touching one another, like they're not separate from each other. And that inside of these grasps and gasps, there's bornness at the same time. And I think that's what's so moving to me, is that it's like it's mixing things that shouldn't be mixed. You know, a little bit like when you put a certain food with another food and you think, no, that's never going to taste nice, and it's delicious. It's like there's something really important about these things being right on top of each other, right next to each other, right because of each other, that somehow brings me to a togetherness inside of me. Like, I don't have to avoid that thing in service of that. Like, I don't have to numb my pain so that I can be happy, or I don't have to push away my joy so I can feel this thing I'm feeling. There's some way that this invitation is really moving me, because it's allowing all the realities to be there right now, which is at once everything is torn asunder and grace is still right there. And when I really look carefully at some of the really horrible things in my life and stay present and really look, mostly with another person supporting me, it is in my experience that it is true that there is always grace right there. So whatever pain I'm in, whatever tragedy, whatever really awful something, it's not at the expense of all of the other pieces of humanness. It's almost an opening into more. And it takes such faith to kind of even entertain that that could be possible. And I'm just in deep appreciation of the depth of togetherness of experience that's possible in this invitation that Nina's making to us. That we can have many, many things going on at once. And that's an enrichment. It's a rich and varied experience that we can have all in one moment. And how welcoming of it all this feels, how deep the welcome is that things can be next to one another, and that's okay. Like, we don't have to be one thing, we can be multitudes at once, and that is huge, because it's an invitation to everything that's happening right now. Like, I can be wider, I can experience all these things at once, I can hold multiple things, I can be in multiple experiences. And that grace and that presence can hold much more than I've defined myself as being able to hold.
Really with you about this. To be human is to be many, and it's to have the capacity to hold paradox and seeming opposites, and to hold all of that together in ourselves and between one another. I appreciate what you said about often we find this most when we can be with one another, and that every loss and every grief is a loss and a grief because of something or someone that mattered to us. And so there's very often love and joy right in the middle of grief, and in every love there's also the grief of knowing that our time is finite, and that when we love a child or a partner or a parent or a friend or a project or a skill we have, inevitably wound up in is the knowledge of its loss or their loss. And I can feel this in myself, Lizzie, that the parts of me that want to try to protect me from that, and how much love it takes and patience it takes to bring to those parts, to let them relax even just a little bit. But also, I wanted to pick up on this part at the end about Adam and Eve, that I could feel as you were speaking the truth in what you were saying, and also all the parts of, if there are parts of me that go, I must have done something wrong to feel sadness and grief. I must not have been good enough or strong enough or competent enough. or maybe I'm just a terrible person that my life has all of these losses and sadnesses in it. Because if I were a good person, I were living the right way, I would just be happy, or I would just be. And I love this idea that Nina has brought to us, that the human condition, that the griefs and the difficulties of the human condition aren't punishments. They're not because we did anything. It's actually as we wake up into our lives, as we take on our lives, as we let ourselves feel our lives, it's bound up with the grace of being a human. They're not separate to one another. It's not like the grace is the happy stuff and the grief is the punishment, the suffering is the punishment for something. No. I'm going to quote Nina again. To be human is to wake up and is to keep breathing big, painful gulps of paradise. And that's the amazing biblical story of Adam and Eve is about some people who didn't know all of this. And through one way or another, they came to know it. And because they came to know it, life was hard, but life was also real. And they had freedom. And the moment we step into any kind of freedom, we step into all the losses that come with it. I can feel also how tempting it is to want to live a life. Sometimes it just feels like if only I could just protect myself from all of this. But then I also know that, well, I know from my attempts to protect myself, which happened many times, that what they do is they end up with a wildly constrained life because they call on me just not to love people, or to withhold myself from people so I can feel safe, or to shrink away, or to try and be in control, all of which I do lots of the time. If we're lucky enough to have people around us, like you said, Lizzie, who, when we arrive in these moments of falling, of heart-wrenching, of loss, who can accompany with us and hold us and say, I'm here because this is what being alive is. I'm right here with you. It's such a gift. And also it's just talking with you about it is reminding me that that's one of the things that any of us can do for one another, is we can be the ones who, when another person is suffering, that we don't turn away and say, oh, it's all okay, or you shouldn't worry about that, or you shouldn't feel that, or, but instead we can be really committed to walking these twin paths of joy and grief, of love and sorrow, of realness with one another. That's such a kind thing to learn to do for one another.
Yeah, I've just, the word vulnerable keeps coming up as you're speaking. You know how vulnerable it is to be open in this way, and how much we need each other in that vulnerable place. And also what keeps coming back to me as you're talking is what you said at the beginning about how honest this is. And to be honest that this humanness, this is the deal. This is what we signed up for when we said, hello, yes, I'll be human. When I got born blinking into the light, we signed up to being born again and again and again and again and again. And thank goodness there's grace to fall into. And yet it's so hard to know that that's true. And it takes great faith and great safety and, you know, to know that our breath can be such a gift as well. Like just putting one foot in front of the other in these times where this vulnerability, this heart-wrenchingness is present. And to keep breathing, and that these big painful gulps of paradise is, this is humanness. This is the deal. Is really, really honest. And I'm feeling very encouraged into my own breath in this moment. Like, it's okay, my breath is here. I have this. I can keep breathing into the ache, and I can keep putting one foot in front of the other and having one conversation after the other. It's like everything comes right back to here. and there some kind of grace can be found. And this vulnerability does feel quite unbearable, though. And so I also am feeling into that place where I need to also forgive myself for doing all the things to avoid all of this as well. You know, I can feel all the ways that I would rather not feel pain. I would rather not think about this. I'd rather not face into this. It's too much, a feeling of too muchness. And then there are times when it's foisted on us in a way where it's this thrownness of things happening and we have to be in it. And so I'm appreciating Nina's work in this moment for not only being a deep kind of meeting of where we find ourselves when this thrownness happens, when someone dies or something really horrible happens, or we have some kind of horrific internal experience of pain. But this poem really matters in that space, but it also matters when those things aren't immediately happening to kind of pave the way for the inevitable. So I'm finding myself kind of banking this poem and thinking, right, I want to hold myself in this place so that when the inevitable arrives, I know that there's a place that I can go to. It feels like it's preparing and sowing some seeds of faith that comfort in this time of grief, but they also throw the seeds for the next time and the next time and the next time, so that we can find some ground in preparation and know that when we find ourselves here in this place, there is this opening, there is this acknowledgement, there is this, someone's written some words about it, someone's felt into this and brought this beauty. This can be there for us all. So I'm appreciating the field that this opens up, this invitation that is made, that gives us a ground to return to whenever it's needed. It feels like it's both of those things, like an in the moment necessary something to meet me where I am in the painful opening. But also, if I'm not there right now, it can help me know that there is a place for me to come to when the inevitable arrives. And that feels really important as well.
Yeah, maybe in my own tradition I come from, Lizzie, in the Jewish tradition, every moment of joy has in it a moment of acknowledging sorrow, because the two are inseparable from one another. And I've noticed that just by having that practice feels to me like what you're saying, it feels like a little bit of preparation, like a way that we can soften ourselves so that when we encounter the inevitable losses, it's not such a surprise. And even then it may be too big. And to honor what you said before, and even then it may take lots and lots of time before we're ready to feel any of it. And we humans have this curious way of, you know, sort of admonishing ourselves at every step for feeling too much and not feeling enough, or being too slow or being too fast, whatever. And in the end, we can only go at the pace that we can go with both the deep, the great loves and the great losses of our lives. And like you're saying, we can help ourselves lay soft ground, and we can help one another lay soft ground. And that's why words like this really matter. We can keep reminding ourselves right in the midst of everything that it's all transient and nothing's permanent. And perhaps that will help us just a little bit to see that to be human is not to keep on falling from grace, but to keep falling into it. Yes. So I'm so glad for this conversation, because of course, just having this conversation with you this morning is another way of walking the path of remembering this together.
Absolutely. It really is, Justin. Thank you so much for being in that. And I'm grateful that we can just take a breath and be in this particular space that Nina's inviting us into together. It's quite a wordless place as well. And so I'm grateful for there being language, some tender language that allows us to be here and to swim in it for a little while. It's really important. Mm-hmm. So thank you all for being in this place with us. Thank you to Nina. Thank you to everyone listening. And maybe this is something, whether it's the poem that we send on to people who are in times of difficulty, or it's this conversation that we feel might help. I can already, as we're speaking, Justin, I can already think of people that I want to send this to. And I feel like it's an amazing gift to bring to the place that no one really knows how to talk about in our normal culture. So thank you, Nina, for that gift. And thank you, Justin, for being here. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll be back next week, as usual, on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock UK time. And until then, be well, everyone, and thank you for listening.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.